Well, generally it's called tubber na mult, the tubber meaning well, and then of the sheep, mult is a sheep, a wether, you know. And there are a couple of traditions with that, a bit garbled. One was that when St. Brendan was baptized there by St. Erc, who was Erc of Slane, the sweet mouth, Brehon as his name in the old books, the three sheep, you know, leapt out of the well. That's one story. So mult, the sheep, the wethers. Another was that in later times, in penal times, the Cromwellians or the Redcoats surprised, you know, people gathered there for mass in secret. It's a mass rock. There is a little altar there as well, a very lovely old altar stone with the symbols or effigies of Brendan, Erc and Ita. You know, you can see them quite clearly on it. And they've been marked. People, you know, it's a very tactile kind of experience, the experience of going to the well and paying the rounds. And as they do in Ballyvourney, you cut into the stone, you know. Up there you see how the stones have been rubbed away by the thousands upon thousands of pilgrims, you know, touching and rubbing the stones, you know, in reverence to, and I suppose in a way of getting in touch with the divinity, I suppose, you know, with the Lord, that's kind of bridging from the natural to supernatural, I think. And they try to, you know, like we have statues in the convent, you see St. Peter's toe in the great Basilica of St. Peter's, practically worn away where pilgrims touch the toe. Don't know if you've ever seen that, you know. What does tubbard mean? Well, that's one meaning, the well, tubber of the sheep, you know, of the wethers. But I have that rather lovely, but I've never seen a written sort of interpretation by the late Ger Kavanagh, national teacher here and principal in our first school, Bannockburn, Llanarnam. But Ger told me tubbard might mean, he says, tubber Ida, mean the well of Saint Ita. And you find a lot of places in Munster now, and certainly there's one in Kenmare and there's one in Milstead called Tubrid. So, you know, if you listen to the word Tubber, Ida, it's possible, you know. That's Ger's account anyway, Tubrid. And Ita, of course, of Killeedy in West Limerick, was a mighty woman, no doubt, in this part of Munster, southwest Munster. And she, you see, according to all the traditions and stories, was linked with the baptism of Brendan. St. Erkin trusted, it seems, according to the stories again, the little child to the foster care of Ita of Killeedy. Now, I've been to Killeedy just to check it out. I've also been to Slane, where Erc came from. I might say a bit about that if you like later. But there's no doubt these three, see, the three sheep and the three saints and the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's a lot in Celtic culture and spirituality about the tree, you know, the trinity of things. The shamrock, of course, is another very obvious one. But it would seem the old idea of fosterage was very common, you know. So for 5 years, it seems, Ita would have fostered and cared for Brendan, you know. Altram, I think they call it in Gaeilge, Altram.